This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Gaston Doren, and his book is Lingo, talking about around Europe in 60 languages. Our phone number is 877-333-7425, and you can email us at radio@ricksteves.com. Scott's calling in from Reno in Nevada. Scott, thanks for your call.
Rick, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I know that Gaston touched a bit on the differences between High German and Swiss German, and it brought to mind an experience I had that seemed odd. The first time that I visited Switzerland and Austria, I kept walking into some shops the first couple of times, and it seemed like people were, shopkeepers especially, were saying my name very loudly. I found it very odd. I certainly wasn't wearing a name tag or a shirt that had my name, Scott, on it. And it was only after a couple of experiences that I realized they were greeting me with Gruß Gott, which essentially was God bless. I was used to kind of more formal greetings in German. So it certainly sounded odd once I... but. Obviously, looking back, it was a funny experience in hindsight. Gaston or even Rick, I wonder if you've had similar funny or maybe awkward experiences with some language differences in your travels.
First of all, I love that. Grosgott in the Alps, they say that. Grosgott.
It also sounds a bit like Great Scott.
Great Scott, yeah. I remember in Turkey, little girls would come up to the bus and they'd hold out a bunch of nuts and they'd say, buy them. And I always thought they were saying buy them, but I think the word for almond is buy them. So I just that worked well.
That's great.
Gaston, have you had any interesting little misunderstandings that actually worked out?
Well, yes. Okay, I'm going to tell this. Mm-hmm. It's a classic, actually. I've heard several people experience this, but I remember the moment. I remember the place. I remember the traffic light I was waiting at. I was saying to my then girlfriend, who was German, that the evening was nice and schwul. Which I thought was German, meaning something like pleasantly warm, but it actually means gay, as in homosexual. Now, obviously, this didn't make sense, and it was my girlfriend, so, I mean, she didn't take offense or anything, but it was a bit awkward. I mean, I wouldn't have liked to say that on some other occasions.
You got to be careful. I was in Norway, and after a big meal, I'd say I'm full, and I believe the word in Norwegian, full, means drunk. So I was going around with all my relatives, holding my belly and saying, I'm drunk. So you got to learn. I mean, I was in Iran and I was giving my bus driver a thumbs up because I thought he was doing a great job. And for several days, I was coming back to the little minibus that he was driving and gave a thumbs up. And finally, he said, excuse me, Mr. Rick, when you do that, it's like in America giving somebody the finger. So you've got to be careful with your hand gestures.
I also remember an occasion in Peru when I was in a quite poor neighborhood and with a friend. And she asked me if I... Well, this isn't actually an Americanism. She asked me if I wanted to use the bathroom. Now, obviously, in the United States, a bathroom is what we in Europe call a toilet. But I just didn't understand that she was discreetly asking me if I wanted to use the toilet before we were going back out and there would be no occasion to use any. So it took her 10 minutes to convey this and, well, increasingly desperate she was.
So she didn't need a bath. Hey, Gruß Gott.
Thanks, Rick. I'm going to remind you, avoid the thumbs up next time.
Avoid the thumbs up. Thanks for your call, Scott.
Thanks, Rick. Bye.
Yep, bye-bye.